After years of debate, Indian Road has a new name. At Tuesday's meeting, council voted 8-5 to officially rename Indian Road as Aki Road. The decision follows a process launched in June 2025. When council voted 7-3 to begin consultations to choose a new name after concerns were raised that the term Indian is outdated and derogatory. Located in Strathcona Park neighborhood, Indian Road was named in the 1950s, along with Mohawk Place, Algonquin Terrace, and Arrowhead Place, in reference to the indigenous history of the region. The level of resident support has remained a point of contention throughout the process. Unofficial door-to-door canvasses conducted by councillors over the years have produced differing results. According to the staff report, 46 residents responded to the final shortlist survey. While 27 residents selected none of the above, Aki received the most support among the proposed names, receiving 14 votes and ultimately becoming staff's recommended option. Before council debated the motion, members heard from residents on both sides of the issue.
For me, Indian Road is where I was raised. My mother's lived there for 62 years. It's part of her life. It's part of her legacy. I feel like it's being erased. The outcome was fixed before the consultation began.
Honoring First Nations in Strathcona Park. This is precisely what the initiative is all about. And it seems to have gotten a little lost tonight. And in the last few days of manipulated data, media drama. Yes, it will take time for some, but I think we will all be very proud of our new street name. It appropriately honors Indigenous people.
Kingston Native Center and Language Nest Executive Director Brandon Miracle also urged council to support the renaming.
Keeping Indian and Indian Road asks Indigenous people in Kingston to continue seeing this history reflected on a public street name in an official capacity within the city of Kingston. As though the harm attached to this word, Indian, is less important than the inconvenience of change. Council has the opportunity this evening to choose language that better reflects the community that I know and that I believe that Kingston wants to be.
When the matter came before council, Strathcona Councillor Jeff McLaren brought the option not to move forward with the change to the floor.
If you've ever had a sentimental value to something that is in your past, then you can feel what people are about to lose. There are a lot of people on the street who have built their lives on this street, and we are thinking of taking that away from them.
Councillor Connie Glenn also opposed the change due to the initial consultation process, or lack thereof.
We talk a lot about good process. We talk a lot about good governance. We did not demonstrate that. We talk about evidence, and what we got were individual members of council, no offense, going out and doing this. This was not a process that was set in motion and done in a way that we do most processes. I've heard both sides of this. We've heard that some people are upset. We've heard some people don't want to change. We've heard some people would like a change. But overwhelmingly, what I've heard is that this has become something that we didn't do in a way that was appropriate. So I'm not going to force a change when we haven't done the proper process.
Councillor Lisa Osanek also noted the burden for residents to update addresses and personal records.
That's a lot of extra work for all the residents on the street now with the new street name, and I feel badly about that.
Others, like Councillors Brandon Tozo and Gregory Ridge, argued that despite those concerns, it was time for the city to move forward with the change.
I think we should change the name of the road. I think it's fairly clear from some of the delegations and just from where the trends are going in other cities that this is a derogatory and offensive name. I think the sooner we can get the process started of renaming this, the better.
The word Indian has been deemed derogatory for a very long time. I also want to say I empathize with the residents. And hear their concerns and frustrations, which were very clearly expressed during the city's consultation process. And that empathy is part of the reason that, you know, we on the original motion and recommendations from staff that we're including goodwill payments, because we understand that this is a burden and an imposition onto the residents. And I don't think that we should be pretending otherwise, because that would be disrespectful. We're also setting up clinics to assist with changing identification, paid mail forwarding for a year, and a plaque recognizing the history of the neighborhood. The place is not changing. The neighborhood is not changing. It is the name that is changing.
Council ultimately voted 8-5 in favor of the renaming package. The approved plan also includes $250 in compensation for each residential unit on Indian Road, new street and park signage, and a commemorative plaque recognizing the neighborhood's history, the significance of the new names, and the city's commitment to reconciliation. Staff have been directed to complete the renaming process by the first quarter of 2027. During that time, residents will receive support updating their addresses, including a city-produced checklist, dedicated Service Ontario assistance, and 1 year of free mail forwarding through Canada Post. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.